Do we have any, and, all right, guys, well, welcome. We're going to go ahead and get started here. We'll go ahead and call to order our Board of Trustees work session tonight. It is a couple minutes after 6. On December 18, 2025, this is being held at Station 41 here in West Point. We have Annette Judd, Megan Ratchford, I'm Brian Vincent, Nancy Smalling, Jerry Chatterton, Scott Wiggle, and Ricky Carlson here with us. Tim Roper is excused, and Mayor Mark Shepard may join us. If not, he is excused. Tonight we have a badge pinning. Let's start with that. Best part of the whole night, right?
Yeah, thank you. Board members, we honored to have Sam. He's a new hire. Come on up, Sam. Going to take the oath. Has his family here.
Excellent.
He comes from Bountiful. He started with us just recently, part-time, and we're really excited to have him, and your training has been going pretty good, hasn't it?
It's been going well.
Yeah, so lives in Bountiful, has his wife and one child, right?
One child.
One child. Are you going to take this?
We let you have a cheat sheet now.
I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That as a firefighter of the North Davis Fire District.
That as a firefighter of the North Davis Fire District.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will obey and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And the Constitution of the State of Utah.
And respect the property and rights of others.
And respect the property and rights of others.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
I will fulfill my fundamental duty.
To serve mankind.
To serve mankind.
To safeguard and preserve life.
To safeguard and preserve life.
And property.
And property.
Against the adverse effects of fire.
Against the adverse effects of fire.
Medical emergencies.
Medical emergencies.
And the exposure to hazardous conditions.
And the exposure to hazardous conditions.
I will uphold the policies and procedures of the North Davis Fire District.
I will uphold the policies and procedures of the North Davis Fire District.
And the standards of my profession.
And the standards of my profession.
I will not allow personal feelings.
I will not allow personal feelings.
Preferences or prejudices.
Preferences or prejudices.
To deter me in my performance of my duties.
To deter me in performance of my duties.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
I recognize the badge of my profession.
As a symbol of public faith.
As a symbol of public faith.
And I accept it as public trust.
And I accept it as public trust.
To be held so long as I am true.
To be held so long as I am true.
To the ethics of the fire service.
To the ethics of the fire service.
I am obligated to be courteous.
I'm obligated to be courteous.
Fair, efficient.
Fair, efficient.
And honest in all my contacts with the public.
And honest in all my contacts with the public.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
And my fellow members of the North Davis Fire District.
I will perform my duties and responsibilities.
I will perform my duties and responsibilities.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
And shall reflect the pride of the North Davis Fire District.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Santa.
What did she say? I'm not sure about the. My mom is my parents. Is my daddy.
Santa.
So while she's doing that, Sam's also part of the National Guard.
Nice.
And comes with us with some experience. He's been at West Valley and works part-time for Morgan as well, so
that's
he's awesome. A great addition for us.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you
very much.
Baby's like, hi.
Congratulations, welcome to the team.
This is now Grandpa's for
life. Exactly. Gonna have to give the kid back.
Thank you.
He's been awesome.
I'm gonna jump right up, man.
All I do is they just tell me if you like me. Now my wife says,
my hair's all gray, it's actually kind of creepy. Before it was cool.
I'll ask Shelly. Just a little bit.
We have probably two more next month.
Diesel exhaust fluid.
Two more winners?
Next month. You're welcome to stay. You're welcome to go.
We're pretty boring. Just
we really are.
Yeah. Speak for myself.
We'll get out of here.
Yeah, it doesn't offend us one bit. So thank you for coming.
Thank you guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys. He's full time now, or
full time?
Part time.
Part time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he's working with Morgan. You said still.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be good.
Yeah, his ultimate goal is to be here full time.
That's
and he's landed running.
He's been a rock star.
Super.
Okay, let's talk about the organization of the Board of Trustees, Chief.
Okay, so as we started into this election cycle or whatever, started looking into our existing organizational structure and the state statute, actually got a couple attorneys involved to make sure we were following statute. I think it was unintentional, but our policy that was adopted when we organized, which Scott was here when we reorganized or whatever. At any rate, some of the verbiage in there, we were told we probably ought to just correct and amend or whatever. And that's really all this is about. And just so the board's aware, by our attorney's advice, well, actually, a couple of attorneys, but we were told we should probably strike a couple sentences out of our document to become more in line, or like the attorney said, more in harmony with state statute.
Yeah.
Missy, that pretty much sum it up.
Page 79.
So it's just those couple of sentences that strike it out, and it clarifies the service district. I won't get into a long detail. Mayor, the chairman was exposed to some of these meetings, and it just so happens that special service districts and service districts aren't all built the same.
Nope.
And our governing bodies are not built the same, and so we fall kind of under a different category, and we have to actually follow state statute, and which is fine, but we'll just make sure that Misty has given the city's notice of their reappointments or what they're doing as far as their terms, and that'll just keep us in line with how we fill those positions, how the board moves in the future. So
yeah, most of the cities you're not going to see anything different than
no
what's been going on. It just clarifies it. So any questions on that, Frank? Okay.
I think what happened was in hindsight, and I think it was unintentional, but by state statute, when we reorganized, Scott, I think you'll remember we had half of you half
one
your
cycle.
Term, and then or five and four, and then half was a four-year term, and so everybody didn't come to it at the same time, and that's what kind of got it off track a little bit. But
okay,
you kind of hold your board all at once because lost elections or whatever. So
yeah, but that's really
yep.
So we just wanted to. We'll discuss that in the meeting. But
perfect.
That's really all I had as far as.
Okay. If there's nothing else on that, we can roll into our regular session if you guys are good with that.
We're good.
Okay, I'll take a motion for adjournment of this one.
Second.
Motion and seconded. All in favor?
Nice.
Any opposed? All right, we're adjourned. Guess what? We're going to call the order now, a regular session of our North Davis Fire District. This again is being held at Station 41 here in West Point. It is December 18th, 2025. It is 6:15 p.m. Those in attendance with us, Mayor Shepherd is online. Welcome, Mayor. We've got Ricky Carlson. We have, did he say something? Sorry.
He said thank you.
Oh, good. Mayor Wiggle, Jerry Chatterton, Nancy Smalley, I'm Brian Vincent, Megan Ratchford, and Annette Judd that are in attendance with us tonight. Tim Roper is excused. I apologize, Misty, did you ask anybody on this one?
Yes.
Oh, Ricky's got it, thank you. So we'll turn time over to him for an inspirational thought or a prayer, and then if he'll lead us in the pledge.
I'll pray. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for this day, and thankful for all our many blessings we enjoy in the area that we live in. We're thankful for being a part of the North Davis Fire District, and please bless us as we discuss business that will be able to make the right decisions for the district and the residents that are in the district. And please bless us as we move forward that all those that work for the district will be safe in their duties. And these things we pray for them in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Ricky, and all. Next item is citizen comment. I suspect you're going to talk to us later. We'll go ahead and skip to this comment. Approval of the Board of Trustee minutes from November 2025.
I move to approve the North Davis Board of Trustee minutes from November 2025.
Second.
Motion for approval by Megan, a second by Annette. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed to that? Thank you. North Davis Fire District bills. Those are included in your packet. You have questions?
I have one.
Skip.
Okay. Took a photo instead of printing out the packet. I got in trouble during budget season for printing out too much. There was one for. Let's get back.
Can you give me the page number two? Please?
Sure can.
Great.
Yep.
Thank you.
Funding of business inspection. What does that mean?
So they had applied for business inspection. But when they put in the information, whatever, it actually wasn't in the city, or they didn't need it because of, it was, could have been like a hair salon.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been a hair salon that's already just a little booth.
Mm-hmm.
Each booth doesn't have to have an inspection. Clearfield or whoever can say, did you get your inspection? So they get on, they do it. We not realizing it's not a
sure.
suite or it's, you know, mm-hmm. it's okay. So.
Okay, cool. That was the only one that I had.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, seeing no other questions.
If not, then I move that we approve the North Davis Fire District bills.
Second.
I have a motion for approval by Mayor Wiggle and a second by Nancy. Any further discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We'll see. We'll think he said aye. Okay, thank you. Financial report.
Just a few things, Chair. Ambulance revenue, we're watching like a hawk. It's starting to catch up and it's looking promising, so we're not panicking, and we'll just keep watching it. Property taxes for November came in. That's our big I guess, I don't know if you call it windfall, but that's when we get
the bills.
Yeah, came They came in on target, as you can see, we're at 81% there. And Misty has also looked at previous numbers to make sure that we're looking good that way. So impact fees, everything else, we're right on line. A little bit, we're on budget with vehicle maintenance, and that's always a scary one, but.
No engines this time?
No engines, and we're everything's working fine. Everything's working fine, knock on wood. But other than that, wages and everything are on target for this time of year, and we're looking as far as financially, we're on budget.
Okay, anybody have any questions on our financial report for this month? Okay.
Chair, I move to approve the North Davis Fire District financial report.
I have a motion for approval by Annette.
And I second.
And Megan seconds that.
I'll wait, just in case.
What's that?
I'll wait, just in case.
Okay.
Won't fight
it. Any further discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? Thank you. Okay, let's talk about our audit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Turn some funding to that. Thank you for doing that.
Hi, everyone. I'm Ryan Child with Child Richard CPA. So I act as the accountant, the treasurer for the district, and here to share with you the financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2025. And this report has been audited by Ulrich and Associates. Their audit report is just past the table of contents. It's on page 1 and 2. They issued a clean opinion on these financial statements and described the basis for their opinion and management's responsibility over the financial statements and the auditor's responsibility to test these financials. Everything looks good there. They've also issued 2 other reports in the very back of this report, which you don't need to go to, but I'll just say one of them is on internal controls over financial reporting, and the other is on state legal compliance matters that auditors are required to test that are established by the state auditor's office. And they don't have any findings for us this year, so everything looks good that way. After the auditor's report is about a 5 or 6 page section called Management's Discussion and Analysis. And this takes a very high overview of the district and compares to the prior year and provides information about budget changes or capital assets and so forth. So this can be a good place to go to get a snapshot of how things went for the fiscal year. I'll share some of those things with you if you'll turn over to page 12. Page 12 is the balance sheets of the governmental funds. So it separates assets, liabilities, and fund balance by fund. The funds include the general fund, the local business authority, the debt service, and the capital projects. On this page, up at the very top, you can see cash that is unrestricted by legislation or debt charters or anything of that nature. You can see in the general fund, there's $3.3 million. While in the debt service and capital projects fund, there was about $66,000 and $424,000. Other assets include prepaid expenses, some intergovernmental receivables, which include the property taxes that was just collected in November, just this last month. And then you can see restricted cash in the general fund of $176,000 and $700,000 in the local business authority. Going down to the bottom of the page, the second row from the bottom, you can see the fund balance. So this is total assets minus liabilities, or the equity of each of these funds. And I'll share with you the changes in those fund balances if you'll turn 2 pages over to page 14. With the general fund, I'll share this one in a little bit more detail here in just a moment. So I'll cut to the chase. On the general fund, if you look at the third row from the bottom, you can see the net change in fund balance. In the general fund was $2,058,000. That was after a transfer, if you go two rows above, transfer of $704,194, of which $524,000 went to the debt service fund and $180,000 went to the capital projects fund. And then you can see the change in fund balance in those other three funds, the local business authority having a reduction of $623,000, as there was not any revenue besides some interest income in this fund, while the district expended $630,000 primarily on the station construction. The debt service was about break even, so the transfer was pretty much equal to the debt service requirements of both principal and interest. And the capital projects fund having a reduction in fund balance of $260,000. You can see in the capital projects fund there was $469,000 spent, new vehicles, turnout gear, and equipment. Following these financial statements are the notes, which provide detail behind the accounting policies and the details of the balances and transactions. But I'd like to share with you a little bit more about the general fund. If you'll turn back to a schedule on page 39, this provides more detail for that fund. It also shows you the original budget, the final budget after it was amended, the actual, and a comparison of the actual to the budget. You'll notice the third row over shows the actual with total revenues in this fund at $9,921,000. And if you look just to the right of that, you can see that was $632,000 better than anticipated with the budget. The expenditures totaled up to $6,678,000. You can see about one half of that is on salaries, and that wouldn't even include the employee taxes and benefits. So the majority of the cost in this fund is personnel costs. You will notice that they were all within budget, totaling $452,000 to the good, but each line item was pretty close, so the budget's well managed there. Once again, there were was a transfer out of this fund to the debt service and the capital projects fund that totaled $704,000, putting the ending fund balance at just over $3.9 million. Overall, I think it's a really good report. If the auditor were here, he or she wouldn't have any findings to share with you either, so everything looks good. Does anybody have any questions for me? Okay.
We liked all the words you said.
Yep.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Chiefs and your team, obviously, for doing an outstanding job maintaining your budget. Obviously, this is a result of all of your hard work, and I think all of us truly appreciate that. And we can say we have a very positive finding on any audit. So, thank you very much for you and your team on all your efforts to make sure we're all stand up right on that.
Thank you. And it really, I mean, Misty is the backbone behind that. She
It does
take everybody, but Misty is preparing months before this, pulling files and stuff. Yeah. So. Yeah, you're correct. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Meeting schedule for next year.
March 19th might be a bit of an issue. That's going to be close. That's just getting back from D.C., from the NLC.
Okay.
Because we get back, we are back on the 18th, and that will be not me going to work at all. So,
we'll
it's going to be pretty busy that week. Is there a chance we can move it to the 26th? or else I can be excused. I'm totally good with that.
Too. Oh, we do need to do that. I apologize.
Is that right?
I'm going to back you up. I'm sorry, one time. Okay. We have to accept the audit.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the audit.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second.
And second. So a motion by Jerry and a second by Nancy. All in favor of that?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Thank you.
We accept it. Thanks. Okay. Back to the 19th.
Okay.
You're asking.
Yes. If we can, if I can either be excused or the 26th might be an option.
It's March 19th.
On the March.
Yep.
I can't even find where we're at.
It's like the second or third page from the back.
Oh,
yeah. It's all the way back.
I have a look to see when spring break is. Does that affect any of you?
I don't know.
No, spring break's not till April.
You know what?
It starts March 30th.
I actually think that's the government finance officers conference. I think, but I can either miss, zoom in, or
maybe move it up.
Can't. I got a board meeting on the 12th on that one.
Okay. Maybe I'll just be excused.
Let's try keeping it, and then, yeah, if you need to be out,
yes.
We would
totally. My dad lives in D.C. too, so I'll extend it.
You might be there.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't.
That'd be awesome.
Don't,
I might.
Don't
I mean.
Come, don't log in. Enjoy your time.
You don't go see your dad.
2 hours? Yeah. Like, he's right down the road.
That's work session is listed at 5 p.m.
We had talked about having it early as the start to like the budget discussion and the presentation of the budget.
Of course it is.
That's kind of when we do this. That's when we do the state of the district.
It's like your favorite one. It is my favorite one. It literally is my favorite one.
And we're going to have
food. There's going to be excitement. Numbers are talking.
They're
going to
have like a margarita bar.
I'll be back. I've got early for my trip.
And I believe that the chief I'm speaking for you, but you would meet with whoever comes to town.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we do that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's just really good. Stay in the district.
That's true. I can ask questions.
Besides that day, is there any others on here that are of concern? Okay. I think we're clear on all of the other conferences, so.
When's Easter?
When is Easter?
Yeah. Actually.
40 days after.
When is Hanukkah?
Mm-hmm. Easter is the 5th of April.
So it's late this year. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Okay, if I see no other suggested changes, we need to accept that by motion as well.
So moved.
Second.
Moved to approve by Ricky and second by Annette. Any further discussion on this? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Fair enough.
No.
Still passed, sorry.
Still passed. Doesn't matter.
Back to the resolution now for the Fire District Policy 2.2 Organizational Board Trustees. You want to go over that again? Anything to add?
We can. It's in the packet.
Yeah.
It's just amending, or actually deleting that language is all. And other than that, that's it.
Okay.
Chair, I think it might be important, since we're already on this subject, that in January is when they will do our swearing in.
Yes.
And then it's also, you'll have to do the chair and vice chair.
We'll do that. We'll do that in January. Perfect. Okay. Noted. Any other comments? Okay. Anybody want to make a motion on this resolution?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-R-20 in the North Davis Fire District Policy 2.2 Organization of Board of Trustees.
I'll second that.
Motion for approval by Nancy and a second by Megan. Any further questions or comments? Ricky?
Yes.
Mayor Wiggle?
Yes.
Jerry?
Yes.
Nancy?
Yes.
Megan?
Aye.
And Annette?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Mayor Shepherd.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hang on.
Please, I'm going to make a note. The resolution on there, I guess, that you're going to sign, I have it marked as 19. I'm mischanging that. So just note, it is 20 on the resolution. So we will cross out the 19 and put 20 as clarification for the whole board.
I totally missed that. We're going to make it as 20.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, we are. I just want to clarify. Thank you.
Well done. Good catch. Okay.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Fire Chief report.
I just have one item, and then I'll turn some time over to Chief King. We participated with the cities with Santa Claus and their celebrations, and then I hope that the board has seen the Christmas lights that they funded for our building.
Yeah,
and that's done, so we thank you, and we've got a lot of compliments on them, and it's been great. So. Chief King.
Okay. Yeah, so the month of November was a little slower than what our other months have been, but it still is trending upward from last year. We were up about 5% call volume from last year. Since our last board meeting, we've had 3 working structure fires in the district. We had one in Clearfield on Sandridge Drive, Boulevard, whatever it is, borders Layton and Syracuse right there. We had a small fire there. It was a bathroom fan that caught on fire. Then while Chief and I were gone for the ladder truck, they had a big fire here in West Point out on 5500 West. Area. It was a kitchen, a pantry that started on fire. And then last night we had a home on 1800 North in Sunset that caught fire, and is a total loss on that one. Mm-hmm. So it was a busy month for fires. Medicals have been holding about the same as what we would normally see. Last month we talked about the ballistic vests that we needed to order. Just to update you, we ordered those. There's a 12 to 14 week lead time on them, but we've got them in the queue and we're actively working to get those here. So aside from that,
I think we had was Layton's apartment fire that last month too.
The
I think big it was one
the month before.
The month before,
but it could, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have the breakdown of calls, by chance? I like to share it at the city council.
Yeah. Yeah, we participated in all the city's
Santa Claus
rides.
Yeah.
Ours is Saturday.
I was going to say, I know we got 2 of them. I wasn't sure about yours, but yeah. Our crews participated in that, and I've heard good feedback from them. They enjoyed doing it. So yeah, we're just.
Do you have the number of how many calls you went on?
It was 343 calls last month.
343.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want the 201?
What's that?
If you have it.
I've got it on my desk. I forgot to grab it,
we'll
but
it
I didn't.
Later.
I didn't want to get
after.
Up and running.
But we can give you breakouts of each city and stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
I'll do
yeah.
it after.
I'll grab it for you.
Okay,
and
thank you.
Yeah, I left it sitting on my desk, but I do have the breakdown of all that for you.
Thank you.
So I apologize.
It's all good.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Question?
Please, yes, Ricky.
I saw a weird call about a microwave blowing up and a stove blowing up.
I never heard any details back from it. It was in Clinton.
It wasn't.
It didn't sound like a working fire.
Yeah, it wasn't a working fire. I know what notes you're talking about, but it wasn't a.
It sounded really weird.
I know. But, yeah.
I'm guessing they have probably a ceramic top
stove,
and when those break, when that ceramic breaks, it pops everywhere. I'm guessing that's probably
okay. So I did share this with the chair. In Sunset, we had a pig in the backyard that scared me.
So he goes over the fence to do a 360 on the property because it's an active fire. Mm-hmm. He goes in the backyard and there's like a not a pet pig. There's like a full-size pig in the backyard that scared him. And I'm like, what? We only let people have chickens like a year ago. We never said anything about pigs.
They say it's an agricultural property or whatever, and
it's out right on 1800, man. It goes in the backyard, there's a big pig trying to nestle up to it.
Are these different zoning? Because a pig has a different...
I have no idea. I was ready to kick it.
It was just in the backyard, right? Hanging out.
It, like a potbelly pig?
No.
It wasn't one of those little pet ones.
Like a
this
boar.
Was one
like big, a pink fat... Oh, pink one?
Pink
I was picturing the black
big old
ones.
Pig.
Black.
It's a big old pig. He was harmless, but I didn't know that. I thought I might have to kick this. I don't know. he just moseyed around the backyard. We had the gate open, and he moseyed around the backyard the whole fire. Are you just
like you look at it, you didn't turn into
bacon.
After fire
bacon.
Bacon.
Ghost.
I thought that was funny though when you told me. I was like, oh.
That's not what I expected at 1 o'clock in the morning, walking in somebody's backyard.
You need to make sure people
are
allowed.
If I saw a black,
obviously they didn't clarify the rule as out. I mean, you can have a couple of chickens, but man,
they had a kennel for it, so it was okay.
That's what started the fire.
Yeah, no killer pigs allowed in Sunset. Come on, man.
I thought it was covered before the road.
All right, we'll move on. Member city updates. Do you want me to pass to Mayor Shepherd, or do you want to dig it?
Pass to Mayor Shepherd.
Mayor Shepherd, do you want to do your update?
Yeah, I really don't have anything. We don't have a whole lot going on, so Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Sunset.
I'll take leave this time. We do have our Santa around the city this weekend, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully the weather holds up and it's not raining, because obviously we're a ways away from snow, which kind of sucks with Christmas coming. But that'll be a lot of fun. We have a big thing set up for that. We appreciate the fire department and their efforts to come and support us in that. All of a sudden there seems to be a lot of stuff going on in the 1800 North Project. I know from being woke up that they're starting to pound pipes in the ground for the other part of the bridge, because they have a little dude that walks around with a seismic meter to make sure that we're not freaking out as an earthquake or something. But it's you can hear the crane running. It's pretty nice pop every 10 seconds or so. But there's a lot of stuff going on there, a lot of activity. Again, my main point is I'm surprised that we haven't had calls there from the fire department, because there's just a lot of people, a lot of activity, and I'm amazed that there just have been, you know, no injuries. Yeah, knock on wood, no injuries at all, because there's just people everywhere and trucks. So, but a lot of construction. We're excited about that.
How many days till the bridge is done? You seem to know exactly to the
day. I don't right now.
Oh, okay.
It's like I think through the Morse code, it's like 700 something. I used to know, because I'm like, man, these dump trucks and those backup horns.
Yeah. Gotten used to?
No. That's my point. It's like, I feel like I kind of want to walk over there and let them know. If you're going to be parked there for 10 minutes, man, take the thing out of reverse. That's all. They're
just
sitting there, they're not moving, and the reverse one's going off.
Is the
like
mayor
Kansas
allowed to do that?
They're deaf to that.
Now I know the one guy knows I'm the mayor. I went to a meeting, so now every once in a while I see him parked in front of my house. I got the bat phone, man. He gave me his number, so I'll call him directly. But again, thank you for all your support on the Things for Our City. The working fire, again, I talked to the police today. They said it was awesome to work with you guys. You'd expressed to me before that they'd done a good job, and I expressed that to share that with them as well. So anytime we can work together as a team and make it all good, and nobody gets hurt on either side, we certainly appreciate that. So thank you for your help.
Great, thank you. On the West Point side, we held our public hearing for the annexation inclusion on Tuesday, and that went fine. We just got to get a few papers signed and sent back, and we'll be able to turn that in to the Lieutenant Governor's office. Appreciate your playing Santa's sleigh for us, bringing Santa to us. Anything else? Oh, you want to talk about that? That was one of the coolest things.
It was fun. So West Point did the Horizon New School. It's
Horizon
massive. They did the fundraiser for the Airman's Attic today, and they raised $5,200.
Oh, sweet.
So then they went and got all of the items that they asked for, like shampoos, conditioners, all the like sundry areas, and they still have $1,200 left, and they're going to come back in January and see what else we need. Joy was
awesome.
Joyful today.
Cool.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
That is super cool.
It was
a great effort for the attic to provide those.
Yeah.
It was super cool.
And there was like Depends everywhere whenever I got there with my truck ready to go. Like a whole stack of Depends. So it was
sweet.
All sundries today. No food.
Yeah, cool.
I'm just going to tag a, it's not quite as big as that, but we did a bingo night.
Nice.
At the city, that you got a bingo card if you brought a non-perishable food item, and if you brought a warm clothing, you got put into a raffle for one of the prizes. And we had quite a bit of stuff for our little city. I was very proud of our city that you brought food and clothing
awesome.
For people. They took it to where did
bingo cards
where
a good idea.
Going,
yeah,
it stocked the food, stocked our food pantry.
The food we're going to use to continually stock our food pantry and the clothes. Some of them we're going to do for the warming center that's
mm-hmm.
in Clearfield.
Yeah.
And some of the hats and gloves we're doing to the three schools that are in,
nice.
In town. So that was a lot of fun too. Well, we had cool prizes and it was a lot of fun.
You want people to show up. Bingo's the way to do it.
Yeah, if you want people to show up, make donations or whatever,
bingo.
Play bingo. It's like amazing
I'll do
how
that
many
next.
People show up. For
it's my next one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you all. Hope we have, yeah.
You want to mention our tree?
Oh, yes, go ahead. You should.
No, you got better information than I do. But anyway, we have a tree over at the city building. That's,
an angel tree, yeah.
Yeah, an angel tree.
For the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
I know that my wife and I took one of the tags right when it first got there, and then we came back for a senior luncheon. The tree was full of tags again, and she goes, I know we took one, but that's because it got taken. It brought more tags. They got taken. And we have the foyer filled back behind there and on the counters. We have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. So apparently the Salvation Army has come three times and emptied
wow.
us. And then
that's awesome.
It
yeah.
keeps filling back up. So
that's cool.
Super.
Plus points really come
yeah.
out. Good. That's great.
And I got to learn what all this stuff is like. Something blue or not bluey, but something blue.
The dog?
Rachel something. And I have no idea. My wife did.
Just buy all Paris Hilton. Just the pink, light pink, whatever it is. It, that's where you get a ton of that. Dolly Parton, too.
Yeah.
That's another one.
Okay, well, we'd like to wish you guys all a Merry Christmas and a good Happy New Year. Make sure you guys stay safe out there. Thank
yes.
the crews for us.
Yeah.
For all that they do, the time that they put in, and for the dedication they have, especially during the holidays. We know they're away from families so that we can be safe, and I want to make sure that they know our appreciation.
For sure.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
On that
you.
Note, I make a motion to be adjourned.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Happy Christmas.